Good afternoon. This is the agenda of my talk today. I'll start from the results of our project, Electronic Case Reporting, ECR, and then I'll share our lessons learned and then talk about our next steps. To improve our current surveillance processes for chlamydia and gonorrhea, Chicago Department of Public Health, CDPH, has collaborated with Alliance of Chicago, AOC, to develop an ECR application. So what this application does is it screens cases with positive laboratory test result of chlamydia and gonorrhea. This application extracts the case information from the EHR system and then send the case reports to the iNIDS system, which we use in Illinois. Currently, we're testing the application in one of the 10 Alliance of Chicago health centers. Since January, we have validated 14 files. So by validation, I meant that we compare the patient's EHR charts with the files that was returned by the application to ensure that the data are consistent. And now we're testing the application to send daily case data feed to the iNIDS test environment. In the meantime, we also conduct preliminary evaluation to assess the data quality of the ECR files. So what we did was we compared the 2015 cases extracted by this ECR application with the 2015 closed reported case reports in the iNIDS system. So the total number of cases evaluated was 510. So this table shows you the variables we use to assess data quality. So in the first row, the number of cases with unknown ethnicity. In the first column, it shows the case number in the ECR files, which was 4. And in contrast, in a closed reported case reports in the iNIDS system, more than 250 cases have unknown ethnicity. And this trend can be also observed in the following two variables we looked at, the number of cases with unknown race, and then the number of cases with no adequate treatment or no treatment. And also, in this process, we also found that there were 26 gonorrhea cases in which ceftriaxone, which is one of the recommended treatments for gonorrhea cases, was not reported in the files that was pulled by the ECR application. However, we found that ceftriaxone was reported to treat these gonorrhea cases in the closed case reports in the iNIDS system. So why there was this discrepancy? We conducted further chart reviews to investigate. So through our chart reviews, we learned that ceftriaxone, which is often given in the in-house medication inventory in these clinics we collaborate with. So providers document these in-house medication in a different section within the EHR they use, which is called the medication administration template that you see in the bottom of this slide. And therefore, for our ECR application, this application only retrieves information from the medication that's documented in the medication list within the EHR, not from the medication administration template. Therefore, for these 26 gonorrhea cases, ceftriaxone was only documented in the medication administration template, not in the medication list. So to solve this problem, we recommended that the providers need to receive more trainings to ensure correct use of their EHR. So in summary, we learned that ECR improves the data quality of the surveillance case reports. We believe ECR will enhance public health surveillance capacity by providing better data quality. However, we think that ECR will not replace the traditional surveillance activities, such as following up with the providers. And health departments need to work more closely with the providers on case reporting, and providers need to document the use of medication in the EHR appropriately. So our next steps will continue testing daily case data feed sent to the iNIDS test environment. will evaluate the timeliness, completeness, and accuracy of the ECR data. And finally, the application will go live. So with that, I would like to thank the HSIP Fellowship and the partners on this project, CDPH, AOC, IDPH, and SNF. Thank you.